Why doesn't the committee come to order? And I'll turn it over to our chairman.
Thank you. All right, let's come to order. We said we'd start on time, and we were wrong. Can you hear me?
Yes, speak up.
Speak up, speak up. We're going to break up into our groups. We will get to that in just a moment. We're at it. The reduction of zones group will meet with Jennifer Russell in the atrium, which is up on the third floor. Jennifer, where are you? There she is. Jennifer will lead you there. Group on simplifying the use tables, where'd Jody go? Where are you, Jody?
There he is.
They will be meeting on the third floor in the third floor conference room.
The boardroom
for the old folks. Introduction to mixed use CR use district, staying right here. And then we're starting a little late, so we said we would reconvene at 8:20. Let's reconvene at 8:30. Is that okay, Mr. Chairman?
You're the chairman.
Okay. Well, if we break this up, we've caught up. So really. Also, we have some other announcements. There will not be a meeting in August. That was the hottest question that came out of last month. If you need a zoning code, tough apples. No, actually, it's you can see either Lois or Tiffany. Where's Tiffany? See the Lois or Tiffany for the zoning ordinance. We warn you, it's kind of heavy.
Or they can get it electronically.
Yeah, or you can get it electronically. And you'll provide, okay. Staff will provide you information on that. The moderators of the three groups are to schedule a subgroup meeting, each group, prior to the next meeting in May. So the staff will help getting a room reserved for your group on that one. But there will be a meeting of each subgroup prior to next month's meeting. Lois advises that there will be three new green papers coming out prior to the May meeting, one on mapping, one on interpreting master plans during the transition to a new code, and another on incentive zoning. I'm also asked to tell you that if we run out of time, there will be time allotted at the next meeting to discuss the three topics for tonight. I just want to make mention of one other thing. If you get a thought that's a good thought that you want to send out, don't hesitate. We don't have to wait till these meetings. Get on the email. Send out your thoughts. Jody Klein, for example, sent around a very helpful paper on the extent to which the plan, the effort we come out with here must be in accordance with the plan, or can you have, actually it was about comp zoning, or do we have to do comp zoning in connection with this endeavor? So Jody has written a helpful, concise tome on that. And if anybody's interested, we'll volunteer copies from Jody. But if you get thoughts, and don't limit them to your own group, feel free to cross channels here. Everybody should have everyone else's email addresses. So any kind of thoughts you get, either on the process we're going through, the way it's being handled, substantive issues that pop up, don't hesitate. I know if I hesitate, I forget them. So it's either now or never sometimes. So. Don't hesitate to send out your thoughts to any particular group that you think ought to receive them, or any particular individual. Mr. Chairman, staff, is there anything else? Okay.
Have a good night.
Oh, I'm supposed to stay, you said. Okay, I think the CR group is staying here. We'll go up to that table. Simplifying the use tables is the third floor conference room, and reduction of the 119 zones to fewer use districts is on the atrium. So the other two groups will go up on the third floor. Let's reconvene here at 8:25, okay?